I confess, I'm in love with books. I read in social situations. I will use anything as a bookmark. I confuse fiction with reality. I am wanted for unpaid library fines. I steal books from my children. I like my realism with a little bit of magic. I like to sniff old books. I am searching for a miracle cure for writer's block. I care about punctuation a lot. I will read the classics someday. I am writing the great American novel. I carry a notebook with me at all times. I write because I must. I hope you don't mind me asking, can I borrow a few books? Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome to Mary M's Book Pod. So that segment that I just read to you, I confess, I wish I could say that I wrote that, and I hope I didn't mislead you thinking that I came up with that, because I didn't. It's actually the opener for the book we're going to talk about today by Grant Snyder. It's called I Will Judge You by Your Bookshelf. That's right. I won't really judge you by your bookshelf. I'll just be happy if you have a bookshelf. So this book came out in April of 2020, so not that long ago. Listen, guys. So when I looked up, I like to look up the reading age. Not that I care about the reading age. I just like to have it in the back of my head. So this is a graphic novel, illustrated edition, of course. And when I pulled up the reading age on, I happened to be on Amazon. Ready? It's baby and up. That's right. The reading age of this book is baby and up. So it's no wonder that I was able to understand it. It's a short one. It's for a graphic novel. It's 128 pages. The publisher is Harry N. Abrams. Okay, so here is the, let's say, the digital inside flap of the book, I Will Judge You by Your Bookshelf. A look at the culture and fanaticism of book lovers from the beloved New York Times illustrator Grant Snyder. It's no secret, but we are judged by our bookshelves. We learn to read at an early age, and as we grow older, we shed our beloved books for new ones. But some of us surround ourselves with books. We collect them, decorate with them, are inspired by them, and treat our books as sacred objects. In this lighthearted collection of one or two page comics, writer-artist Grant Snyder explores bookishness in all of its forms, and the love of writing and reading, building on the beloved literary comics featured on his website, Incidental Comics. With a striking package including a die-cut cover, I Will Judge You by Your Bookshelf is the perfect gift for bookworms of all ages. And so let's see, I have a few little author tidbits for you, and then we can kind of get into what the book is about, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out what it's about, though. So let's see. So for Grant Snyder, his first book that he put out was The Shape of Ideas, and that was about the creative process. He lives in Wichita, Kansas, if you were wondering. And his work has appeared, it's been everywhere. It's been in the New York Times Book Review, it's been in the New Yorker, the Kansas City Star, and then across the internet with his popular comic strip, Incidental Comics. And then here's a little fun fact. I thought it was a fun fact. Grant works as an orthodontist as his day job. Well, I don't even know if that still holds true. I'll admit that I just grabbed that from Amazon, but I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that he throws it out there. He's like, hey, I have a day job, and then I draw and write awesome graphic novels, you know, awesome comic strips. That's just how life goes sometimes, right? So I happened to borrow this book from my library on the Hoopla app, and I want to grab a hard copy of this one for my library, though, because I could see myself going back to it when I need a smile, you know, picking it up and perusing through it. I've heard some people say that people that have read this book, they say that it reminds them of basically like a bunch of memes compiled, you know, a bunch of bookish memes compiled into one. And I say that's a pretty accurate description, but like in the best way, though. That's not a slap. They're very creative, bookish, fun illustrations. And so if we're talking about Goodreads, as far as what I rated it, for whatever that's worth, I have to tell you, I struggle with rating books because really, like, it gets to the point for myself, I'm like, who am I to say that something is like this amount of stars versus that amount of stars? But I do realize, though, that some people like to have a little measurement, a little gauge when it comes to reading, if it's something that they have, you know, never read before. So I did give it 3 out of 5 stars, which means I liked it. I liked it a lot. So I enjoyed it. It was a fun read. Basically, anybody that you know that enjoys reading and you need like maybe a little gift to throw into their birthday gift or a little thinking of you gift, I recommend getting I Will Judge You by Your Bookshelf, because it's definitely something that will bring a smile to someone's face. So there is that. And, oh, you know what, guys? While I'm thinking of it, I have a little screenshot on my phone here. There was one other page I did want to read to you because I thought it was kind of cute. So this one is called My Bookshelf. So there's a handful of book descriptions on how he would describe basically what's sitting on his bookshelf. So the first one, the book I couldn't put down. Then there's the book I couldn't pick up. The book you gave me. I haven't read it yet. Sorry. The book I brought to the beach. And of course, the image of that, it's like a mangled version with sand all over it. And there's a seagull walking by. The book I tried so hard to like. The book I somehow own 3 copies of. Man, I'm guilty of that. When it comes to classics, I'm like, oh, you know, I need to have all the editions. The book that saved my life. The book I lent you. Can I have it back? The book I fall asleep to every night. The book I mistook for a hat. That's probably related to the beach book, right? The book I'm desperately trying to write. And then the last one is all the books that changed my life. So I thought that was cute to share with you all. So guys, it was a quick one today. Quick reading thoughts. Again, the book is by Grant Snyder. It's a graphic novel. It's called I Will Judge You by Your Bookshelf. And just wanted to throw it out there. I happen to borrow it from my library digitally, but it's one I'm going to grab a hard copy of. And I think I recommend you maybe going that route, right? Try it from the library, see if you like it, and then give the author some love and pick up a hard copy. So today's departing quote, I have it all queued up here for you guys. I'm feeling wild and crazy. I actually have 2 today because that's just what's going to happen today. So the first one is by Mark Twain. Classic. A book which people praise and don't read. And the second one is by Ray Bradbury. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them. All right, guys. Thanks so much for checking in today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Depending on when you're listening to this, I'm going to say have a great day. Have a great night. I don't know. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. I'm trying to make everybody happy here. Is that possible? Anyway, thanks for checking in again. I really appreciate it. And remember to enjoy those books.